Scout.
For the Giants, there is a lot more to be optimistic about in 2019.
The team.
Here's Barkley off the hesitation. Inside the five, still going. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
The Saquon Barkley, the real heartbeat of that team.
Manning throws, end zone, touchdown, Sterling Shepard.
He's shown the ability to make big plays.
As Manning fires to Rhett Ellison for a Giants touchdown to the tight end.
Whoa, who said you need Evan Ingram? We got Rhett Ellison.
Purdue, Jones, just enough time to get it away. Middle of the field, to the end zone.
I'll tell you this, Daniel Jones is much better under pressure than Dwayne Haskins. That is a fact.
A deflection right there by the Giants, and the defensive line changes the trajectory of that, and now it's a pick six for the Giants.
The Giants don't have any pass rushers. Well, you may want to scout the players that are on that roster.
Manning going end zone again, this time for Lattimore. He balls it in! Touchdown!
You give Eli Manning protection, he turns into a much better NFL quarterback. You don't protect him, he turns pedestrian. I'm Steve the Scout, and you are listening to Scouting Giants. Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the host of Scouting Giants, a no-nonsense scouting show focusing on my team, your team, the New York Giants. Because as Giants fans, tell me if I'm wrong, aren't we tired of hearing these armchair fans, these guys that really don't know much about the roster, haven't evaluated these players, but yet, you know, everyone's an absolute expert. There's no one out there right now that really has a show that's really focused on the art of scouting when it comes to the New York Giants. And the reason I wanted to do this was so you guys have someone that you can depend on that actually has watched the game film, has dug deep, knows how to do it, has been educated by some of the best people in the industry on how to do it. And that is what I am going to bring to you. This show is a part of, my bigger picture and part of our brand. It's brought to you by pigskinnutradio.com. You can also check out our website at pigskinnut.com/Giants. But this is part of Pigskin Nut Radio. This is going to be the soon-to-be undisputed king of football radio. And look, whether you're driving to work, you're on lunch break, you're driving home, you're just having a nice relaxing evening, it's always better when you're getting your football fix. Whether it's breaking down players on my show, the Pro Football Scouting Show, tuning into controversial topics and debates on Football Roundtable, and discussing classic football players and topics on Wide Right. And we do have exclusive shows on many different NFL teams. Guys, this is the future of football radio. Make pigskinnut.com and pigskinnutradio.com your ultimate source for football news and radio. It's the football news you've been missing. So without any further ado, you know, let's get right to it. This is the first ever show I've ever created. So I thank you for this. Be interactive with some of the stuff that we'll be doing on Facebook. And, you know, this is going to be a show that I think a lot of Giants fans need, with, you know, everyone out there being an expert. So let's get to it. So I want to talk to you about, you know, today that's the topic, is five things that Daniel Jones does better than Dwayne Haskins. Now, am I saying that I had Daniel Jones ranked higher on my draft board coming in? No, I didn't. I had Dwayne Haskins ranked higher. But I'll tell you what. And maybe there's, you know, as scouts, we try not to have emotional cognitive bias. I'm trying to have as little of that as I can, but I am really going back and evaluating Daniel Jones and a lot of the things that he does mentally. And let me tell you this, let's look at the top quarterbacks in the NFL, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, even Philip Rivers. A lot of these guys do not have cannon throwing arms. I'll tell you, Daniel Jones is a stronger throwing arm than people give him credit for. But when you go back and watch Daniel Jones and some of the things that he was able to do running an offense, that is huge. We can't always look at, you know, arm talent, but I think when we look at Jones, we hear these things like, oh yeah, you know, he had the one game with 9 interceptions. You know, he had this and he was that. But ultimately, I've watched a lot of games in his. I've watched that game. I've watched a lot of other ones. And I think I'm starting to have a pretty good idea in terms of who he is and what he's going to bring to the table. Ultimately, we'll know better when he's on the field. But look, this is a guy that I think is going to succeed. I really do. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you more about that as we go on. But really, when you look at it and compare him to Dwayne Haskins, these are five things, you know, that he does better. The first thing I'm going to dive into are pre-snap reads. When you look at Daniel Jones and you look at Dwayne Haskins and look what they do before the snap, Jones was asked to do more pre-snap in David Cutcliffe's system that Haskins was asked to do it at Ohio State University, OSU, under Urban Meyer. Most notably in terms of watching him, you know, adjust his pre-snap protection, picking up the blitz. And by the way, I think when you look at the tape of both of them, you know, Daniel Jones certainly shows me that he is better in terms of picking up the blitz. And look, I get it. You know, I felt like Dwayne Haskins was the better prospect. But, you know, the one thing we don't really understand is what goes on in the interview room. And, you know, that's not something that any of us have access to. And look, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I'm telling you, at least on the tape, Jones is better at pre-snap reads. He was asked to do more pre-snap and David Cutcliffe system, and the preparation he's had to do, you can just tell by watching that offense, he's had to do more NFL-like preparation. Not to say Dwayne Haskins hasn't, but when you look at all the things Jones is asked to do, and the other reason why Cutcliffe is talked about so much is you have to be a very smart quarterback to run that system. Now, the second thing that he does better, and this might be more surprising, and I don't care what you say, but I believe Daniel Jones is more accurate. Let me tell you this. Dwayne Haskins is an accurate quarterback. Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins. So if you study Dwayne Haskins' tape, he does have accuracy. But here's what happens. He takes a long time. Dwayne Haskins takes a long time to set his feet. And when he can't set his feet properly the way he wants to, and he can't really focus on the target the way he wants to, he goes through spells where he misses consistently with his accuracy, notably on deep balls. But if you look at Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones is a much more accurate thrower, especially when you're talking about making off schedule throws. Daniel Jones, you know, if his feet are not set, I'm not saying Dwayne Haskins can't get outside the pocket and make a nice pass, but you know, that's more planned. But really, when he's off schedule and doesn't think he's going to have to make a throw, Daniel Jones gives you more there. Again, you know, Haskins doesn't set his feet. He loses accuracy. Jones throws accurately from all platforms on a pretty consistent basis. And, you know, look, sorry, Haskins lovers. He's not as accurate as you say he is. I do think he's accurate, but because of what I just said, you know, I think his accuracy to a degree is a little bit overrated there. The third thing, that I'll go into is this, is he's a faster Daniel Jones. Cause look, I think there's this whole stigma that, you know, they drafted Daniel Jones because he's a clone of Eli Manning. Oh, he plays like him. He moves like him. No, not really. First of all, he's bigger. He's physically has a bigger build, and he's a lot faster. I really feel like Giants fans, the thought process of, we don't want another Eli Manning. We want a mobile quarterback. And, you know, I don't mean this with any kind of racial tension, but is there maybe an underlying feeling that, you know, the Giants wanted a color quarterback as we think he's a scrambler. But at the end of the day, you know who really is much more like Eli? Dwayne Haskins is more like Eli Manning than Daniel Jones is like Eli Manning. In terms of this, Eli Manning, you know, if he's not protected, and this is something else he does better, Daniel Jones does better. If Eli Manning is not protected and he doesn't get the time, he turns into a bad quarterback and he can't just make stuff happen. Dwayne Haskins, even Josh Rosen, same thing. You know, you watch these guys when they go under more pressure, and what you see is that their game totally breaks down. The difference with Daniel Jones is that when he's got pressure in his face and he's not dealing with a good offensive line, he still can get it done. That's the difference. And I think that's something that people who haven't watched the tape or really don't know how to watch the tape may have not realized. And look, Daniel Jones, let's just talk about speed. You know, Daniel Jones ran the 40 at his pro day in 4.67 seconds. Dwayne Haskins, his best 40 time at the combine was 5.04. If you watch Jones take off on tape, he's certainly a more natural scrambler than I would say Dwayne Haskins is. Now, you know, interesting thing that, you know, I'll kind of go into is, you know, can Daniel Jones really be a guy that starts this year? I will tell you this. I think Eli Manning is going to have a good year because the Giants offensive line, if you look at it right now, it's as good as it's been in years. The last time their line looked this good to me was when they won the Super Bowl. And you got to really evaluate some things on their offensive line. And this is why this is a scouting show. It's not just, oh, he sucks. He didn't do well. No, you know, when you scout, you got to scout in context. So looking at the New York Giants, Nate Solder played a lot of the year, even before he played a lot of the year in a lot of ankle pain. And taken from someone who has played offensive line, playing offensive line or any position with a bad ankle, you know, it's tough, especially when you're trying to block and you're trying to sink your hips. And you know, you're trying to bend, you know, it makes a difference. So, I think we got to give Nate Solder, another year and some more time to evaluate it. Cause I think he'll come back healthy and he'll play better this year. So, you know, we got to take into context if a guy is injured, he's not going to offer you, you know, the exact same thing. Moving on and looking at the rest of their offensive line, I mean, Will Hernandez, he started to play a lot better as the year went on, a lot better. So he may have missed, you know, gotten beat a few times early on in the year. But as the season went on, he started to get better. And this guy is a mauler. He is going to be, a guy that's there, a perennial top guard in the NFL, I think. You know, when I say top guard, I'm, you know, top 10 or 15, which is pretty good. Could be better than that. We'll see. John Jalapio, I think, you know, at times he really showed he's now, you know, better at, you know, he's gotten better as a center. Yeah, I'll tell you this, you know, the Giants, you know, just kind of, before I finish that, they should have never let Eric Flowers play left tackle, but I'll get to that in a second. And then when you look at what they have on the right side, they brought in Kevin Zeitler. I think when you look at Zeitler and Hernandez, this is probably the best two guard combo in the league. They have Mike Remmers and Chad Wheeler, so I think they're going to be okay. So you know, the fourth thing that I'll go into is that when you evaluate these quarterbacks, you know, you want to see a guy who's good at leading guys into space. It's no secret that Dwayne Haskins had the better receivers, but if you watch Jones, he was constantly leading his receivers into space and trying to put them in the right spot. I thought more so than Haskins was, or that he needed to. And yeah, at the end of the day, the Duke wide receivers, the fact of how they played, you know, that was a big issue. Trust me, if you put Daniel Jones in the Ohio State offense, his stats would look astronomically different. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to go over, the last thing, the fifth thing that I think Daniel Jones does better than Dwayne Haskins. And then we're going to talk about the future of the show and, some of the things that we'll be bringing you down the line. This is Steve the Scout with Scouting Giants, and I'll be right back. All right, and we're back. And so far, and just so you know, this is the inaugural show of Scouting Giants, a show where it is what I said it is. I scout the New York Giants, something that I feel is a lost art. We have so many armchair fans. Everyone's giving their opinion. No one's really done their homework, and there's really not anyone out there that's taken the time, that knows how to scout football players, that's been trained to do so. And I think this is a fresh perspective that hopefully I'm giving Giants fans that you guys will find beneficial. So far, the four things so far that I said that he was that Daniel Jones is better at than Dwayne Haskins is this. Number one, pre-snap reads. Again, Jones was asked to do more in Cutcliffe's offense, most notably pre-snap protection, picking up the blitz. Second thing is he's more accurate, especially when he has to make off schedule throws. The third is that he's faster and a better scrambler. Fourth is he's better throwing his wide receivers open, leading them into space. And, the fifth thing that I'm going to talk about, is game preparation. I think, both guys are in offenses with pro style concepts. But in terms of, again, setting protections, picking up blitzes, getting an underwhelming cast of wide receivers to be in the best position possible, and the demands that Cutcliffe places on quarterbacks, which is obvious when you watch the games and you see all the things that he has to do, Jones probably has had to do more to prepare for games similar to an NFL quarterback. So, look, we don't know how this is going to play out. We really don't. I think when I look at Dwayne Haskins, he has a pretty high floor, but I don't think his ceiling is going to be Patrick Mahomes. I really don't. But when I look at Daniel Jones, his ceiling is going to be his intelligence, because he doesn't have an overwhelming arm, but as I said before, his arm strength is underrated. I've seen him numerous times hit guys 50, 60, sometimes 65 to 70 yards in stride perfectly, where these guys weren't having to slow down and adjust to the ball. So when he's got to put some air under this sucker, he certainly can. And look, it's in terms of, does he play this year? Look, Eli Manning is going to have, he's going to have his best chance. Despite not having Odell Beckham, they got a lot of talent there. They got Sterling Shepard, who could take another step. Golden Tate can still play. Evan Ingram is still developing, and he's shown some really good stuff so far. And then you look at you look at the receiving core. They have guys to throw to. And at the end of the day, if Eli Manning can work well with these receivers, here's what I'll tell you. Eli Manning, is his success is not based on whether Odell is there. It's based on him getting protection. That's been the story his whole career. Did he win when he won the two previous Super Bowls? Did he have Odell there? No, he did have other good receivers, but he did have a good offensive line. And again, he's one of those guys that, and I don't think you're going to see this from Daniel Jones, where where, you know, if he's not protected, his game just totally breaks down. That's something I really like about Daniel Jones, and a reason that, you know, I say he's not a carbon copy, of Eli Manning. So with that being said, you know, I want to talk to you guys about some of the things I want to do on the show, and how you guys can potentially be a part of it. First of all, I am recording this show on Anchor.fm. It's distributed to several different, you know, podcast directories. But in terms of this show, you know, definitely we're gonna create a Facebook page, a Twitter account, talk to me about what it is you want to hear on the show. But really what I want to do is just make this really a very simple show that's unfiltered, that really goes into breaking down these players. So right now, you know, we're in the off season. Right now we're still kind of, getting past the NFL draft a little bit, but the Giants have a lot of new talent on their team. They have, with the NFL draft, they drafted very heavily in the secondary. They've added some pass rushers. They probably have more pass rushers that can do things than people are realizing. But in the offseason, I'm going to continue to focus on individually for the most part. I really want to go through the individual players in the team. What do I expect their outlook for this year? And I'm going to do this based on how did they play last year and really how did they develop? Because the one thing that tells me if a player is going to take that next step is if he has the tremendous upside, the tremendous, you know, ability, but I also see that throughout last season that he was someone that was elevating his game. And I really want to dig into, from a scouting perspective, you know, what these guys do well, because scouting is this: it's figuring out what a guy can do, but also figuring out, you know, what are the things that he struggles with. When NFL scouts go to scouting departments, they work for them, they're tasked to find out what the player can do. That is their job. So, again, this show is brought to you by PigskinNutRadio.com. It is the football news and the football radio you've been missing. So for more information, you guys can check us out, again, PigskinNut.com, PigskinNut. Radio.com. You'll have all of our different shows there. A lot of different stuff. And if you guys are interested in being a part of what we're doing, because we're building a ground floor company, we're doing it the right way. And if it's something that you want to be a part of, send us an email to info@pigskinnut.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. This is Steve the Scout. This is our first ever show of Scouting Giants, and on the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about the Giants' pass rush. Can it be better than what people are anticipating? And that really goes down. That really breaks down to me looking at a few guys: Lorenzo Carter, Ximenez, who they drafted. They got Marcus Golden, who got 12.5 sacks a few years ago, and really understanding, even some of these guys that, you know, Ryan Connolly, some of these other guys that we're starting to hear about, what do I really think their pass rush is going to look like next year, and give it to you accurately and unfiltered. Again, this is Steve the Scout, the host of Scouting Giants, and I am the CEO of Pigskin Nut Radio. I wish you guys good day, and we'll talk to you next time about the Giants defense. Thank you.